Hey everyone, it's Laura Bennett here and welcome back to Shadow Work Quickies. You know, life can feel like a woe sometimes, right? We're constantly bombarded with information, expectations, and demands. It's easy to get swept up in the chaos and lose touch with our own emotions and how they impact our interactions with others. But guess what? That doesn't have to be our reality. Today, we're diving into something super important: developing emotional intelligence in our daily lives. And trust me, this isn't just some fluffy self-help concept. This is about building real skills that can help us navigate relationships, handle stress better, and even boost our overall happiness. Think of emotional intelligence like a superpower. It's the ability to understand, manage, and use your own emotions effectively while also being attuned to the emotions of those around you. Ever felt like you were walking on eggshells in a conversation? Or maybe you've lashed out when you were feeling stressed? These are situations where emotional intelligence could really come into play. Here's the thing. Developing emotional intelligence isn't about becoming some super sensitive, overly empathetic hero, although that wouldn't be so bad either. It's about finding a balance, understanding your own feelings, being able to express them in a healthy way, and recognizing how others are feeling even when they don't say it outright. So, how do we actually cultivate this amazing superpower? Let's break it down into 5 key takeaways that you can start implementing right away. 1. Self-awareness is key. This means knowing your own emotions like the back of your hand. What triggers your stress? What makes you feel joy or sadness? Pay attention to your physical sensations, thoughts, and behaviors. Journaling, meditation, or even just taking a few minutes each day to check in with yourself can make a huge difference. 2. Embrace your emotions. Don't try to suppress or ignore your feelings. They're valid, they are part of what makes you human, and they deserve to be acknowledged. Instead of resisting them, try to understand where they're coming from and what they might be telling you about your needs. 3. Practice active listening. This is more than just hearing what someone says, it's about truly understanding their perspective. Pay attention to their body language, tone of voice, and the emotions behind their words. Ask clarifying questions and show genuine interest in what they have to say. 4. Develop your communication skills. Learning how to express your own feelings clearly and assertively is essential for healthy relationships. Practice using I statements to avoid blaming or attacking others. And remember, it's okay to say no when you need to. 5. Cultivate empathy. This means trying to see things from other people's point of view, even if you don't agree with them. It takes practice and a willingness to step outside your own comfort zone. But by developing empathy, you can build stronger connections and create a more understanding world around you. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're in a meeting at work where things are getting heated. Someone makes a comment that rubs you the wrong way and you feel your frustration rising. Instead of immediately snapping back, you take a deep breath, remind yourself to stay calm, and listen to what they have to say. You might even try saying something like, "I understand that you're feeling frustrated about this project too. Let's see if we can brainstorm some solutions together." Emotional intelligence in action. You're not just navigating conflict, you're using it as an opportunity to connect with your colleagues and find a solution that works for everyone. That, my friends, is the power of emotional intelligence. So remember these key takeaways. Self-awareness, embrace your emotions, active listening, communicate effectively, and cultivate empathy. These are the building blocks for a more fulfilling and connected life. And don't forget to practice. Like any skill, it takes time and effort to develop emotional intelligence. But trust me, the journey is worth it. Now, go out there and rock your emotional world. Share this episode with someone who could use a little boost in their emotional intelligence game. Leave a review if you enjoyed it, and join the conversation on social media. We're all in this together, folks. See you tomorrow for another Shadow Work Quickie.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.